Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to introduce you, reintroduce you to our old friend, Rick Maurer. Rick's been a member of our Brain Trust coming up on 10 years. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and one of my favorite books, Why Don't You Want What I Want? Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back. Rick, folks, as I mentioned earlier, is the guy we turn to. He's the guy who told us that it's not enough to identify change. It's not enough to accept change. It's not enough to recognize it. It's not enough to even manage change. You have to lead change. And Rick, has anything new come up beyond? Is there something new, some new atomic perspective beyond leading change that we need to know about?
You know, I wish there were, and people keep calling saying, you know, and they keep expecting that, well, but we know all that. They say, you know, that so there must be something new.
Isn't that your job to come up with something else?
Yeah, like you slap, you know, you can say, take two aspirin, and they go, oh, right. I didn't think of that. You know, it's so, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So nothing new, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, no.
So you just got to, but the truth is, if you can just get to the point where you can lead change, that should be enough, shouldn't it?
Well, it should be, actually. And I think there are two essential questions that, and I find that the leaders who can answer those questions do a whole lot better leading change. And one is, why do people support you, and why do they resist you? And if you can tell the difference, you're going to do a whole lot better building support in the beginning and also not stepping into potholes along the way.
So what we're talking about now then is the different faces of leading change. One way when I think of leading change, I think of it as literally having the ability to have the vision to see what needs to be done, to see that something needs to change, to develop a strategy, that kind of thing. Yeah. There's all of that, which is sort of almost, you could almost call it the academic part of this. And then the other side is actually getting people to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Leading change is really two, there are two big elements, aren't there?
Well, yeah, there are. And I certainly agree with you about either you have being able to connect dots and create visions and goals, or creating the kind of environment where people can come to you and say, hey, boss, do you know that our competitor
right.
is doing X?
Right.
I think we ought to be thinking about this. And either of those is a leadership function.
Well, let's say that we got two companies in a market that do the same thing, and one of them is run by a person who never leaves his four walls. He stays inside his four walls, just keeps cranking out business, or whatever. Well, you know, he just doing it the same way. And the other one is a guy who says, "I'm going to go to the National Trade Group Convention."
Yeah.
And he goes there, and he sees what other people are doing. He learns about what's happening around the globe. He hears some speakers, and he finds out that there's a lot of things coming at the company, opportunities and challenges both, that he wouldn't have seen if he stayed inside his four walls. So then he puts all that together and he says, hey, now I'm starting to see how my company needs to be transformed going forward. Now, so that's a leadership, that's leading change,
yeah.
But that's, again, as I say, that I'm calling that the academic part. Then he's got to go back and apply it to his company and get somebody to buy that.
Well, he does, you know, and as you said that, which I agree with about getting out of your four walls and going to conferences and that, there's a third leg on that stool, and that is then you need to talk to your customers and the people, and especially the people who used to be your customer,
mm-hmm.
to find out, because then you start to get a picture of, oh, this is what people are looking for. And then you can go back and you can say, hey, we need to change in this way or that way, or else we're toast.
Well, and so folks, if you're going to be able to survive the 21st century in what I call the age of the customer, you've got to be able to not only have the vision and be able to see things that a little bit, at least a little bit before other people do, especially hopefully your competitors, hopefully be a little bit at least up with your customers, if not ahead of them. That's one thing, the mental part. But then you got to have boots on the ground. You got to have people, your folks, your customers, all your stakeholders. We've got to buy into that. That's a whole other thing you got to be able to do. And that's why this isn't easy. That's why monkeys aren't doing this. So we're going to be right back with Rick Maurer and talk about how to put this together and make it happen after these messages. TwinTales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.